Bloomberg Brief, news, market data, and expert commentary from the world's most trusted economists and analysts.
And good morning to you. It is time to check up on municipal bonds. And Amanda Albright, who writes for the Bloomberg Brief on munis, is here with us now. Good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So it seems to me that we have to talk right up at the top here on what the possible effect of the Trump tax cuts would be on munis.
Right. So the big question when Trump unveiled his tax reform plans was the future of tax exemption. Trump has talked a lot about tax breaks for the wealthy. That's something that Paul Ryan has also talked about. It wasn't mentioned in his tax reform plans, but that's sort of the big question facing the market right now, especially because Congress, they really want the tax reform plans to be revenue neutral. So right now, tax exemption looks like it's protected, but tax cuts would have bigger implications for munis as well.
Yeah, and you suggest that it might even boost them?
Right. So in some ways, tax cuts, it could hurt demand for munis. And so that could make yields go up, and which would make it costlier for local governments to borrow. And so right now, a lot of investors, they say that the proposal to lower the top marginal income tax from 39 to 35, it wouldn't affect demand that much. So maybe there wouldn't be an effect. But lowering the corporate tax rate to 15% is seen as having a larger impact.
You had the chance to talk to John Miller, who oversees $120 billion in municipal bonds as co-head of fixed income at Nuveen Asset Management in Chicago. And he had some pretty colorful things to say about this.
Right. So he sort of, you know, raised a lot of doubts about Trump and his ability to pass parts of his agenda, particularly tax reform. You know, he pointed to the 15% corporate tax rate as something that he had a lot of doubts about, you know, whether that could be passed. He said maybe 25% is more realistic. And, you know, a lot of muni investors and market participants are really looking to March when Trump and Congress, they failed to pass a repeal of the Affordable Care Act. And so they're sort of looking at that as an example of, hey, maybe this agenda isn't going to happen this year, could be more like next year.
You know, I think he may have figured out how investors should deal with Donald Trump. I see in your story here that he said investors should avoid overreacting to single policy statements from President Donald Trump.
Right. So he talked about, you know, Trump has, you know, talked about interest rates are too low, but now he says they're right where they want to be. You know, he just talked about all the different statements that we've seen from Trump that conflict with each other. And, you know, he just said it's all about asset allocation, choosing the right credits, you know, just being very careful right now and not making a knee-jerk reaction to anything going on.
So is demand going to increase or decrease?
Right now, it looks like it'll hold steady. You know, we hear from issuers all the time that all their deals are being oversubscribed to. So unless something changes, unless we see something more concrete, I think, you know, the market will be steady for a while.
And Amanda Albright writes for the Bloomberg Brief on munis. Thank you very much.